my view is that winter isn't over. Winter is over, I would always say, the end of March. There's a choice between whether a mask should be mandatory or whether it should be manners. And I think that even when it isn't mandatory, an awful lot of people will continue to wear masks just out of respect for others. So for the sake of an extra month, COVID is still here. It's a very much an actual community disease now. But if you look at the numbers in the hospital, there's over 600 people still in hospital. We were quite happy when it was 500 before Christmas. There's still quite a lot of sick people there. A lot of vulnerable people, if they get sick, they will end up going into hospital. The number in ICU is dropping, but there's another subtle number. There's 164 people who are not in ICU, but who are invasive ventilation. So COVID is still here. Mm-hmm. Winter is still here. The spreading of viruses will continue until the end of March. Mm. So for the sake of keeping masks mandatory for another month, I think that mandatory element does add a small percentage more of people who will wear their masks and will decrease the spread.
And you're the medical professional, and I respect your opinion, but I think there's a general acceptance, right, that the vaccine doesn't stop you spreading it. That's why Moderna are about to start, trialing in the UK the next vaccine, okay, that's different to this. The adult population, 95 plus vaccinated. The adult population getting on with their lives, speaking in nightclubs and talking to each other's ears, kissing each other, having the fun and everything. And yet we have a cohort of young people wearing the same cloth mask that they probably should be changing numerous times every day anyway, touching it, pulling it down above the nose, rising it up. I mean, is there any real medical argument for them to be the only ones effectively now wearing masks, especially if they're not being worn as they really should be to be, you know, effective?
Yeah, I think it is a marginal call. I agree with you. I think that from the point of view of if NEFER agrees with it, if they feel from a clinical point of view, I think that's fine. They would know more than I. But today we think that's a good idea. You know, we think that this group, which are generally not as vaccinated as the general public, who are spending numerous hours in classrooms together, spreading it. We are aware of a lot of schools that are still a lot of people absent actually because of that. So if wearing a mask an extra month is mandated, allows the child to stay in school longer so that he won't lose he won't actually have further disruption to his education. Mm-hmm. Remember that they feel that there's about 450,000 school children. 100,000 may have got Omicron, 200,000 would have got Delta, but unfortunately they can get Omicron again, unfortunately. Mm. So for the sake of their education, for the sake of then this very marginal effect, we know that if we can reduce the spread in children, the general spread throughout the general public lessons also, there's been a slight increase in COVID this last couple of weeks because of the increased mixing. I agree with that. I think it's time to actually do this. But I think the numbers are still significant. Mm. And if an extra month of mandating the masks sort of makes the tail of this disease continue to stabilize and go down. Mm. I think it's a sensible.
Is there, though, you talked about it.
Is it essential? No. Is it a good idea? Yeah.
Okay. You talked about it being a marginal decision, right? When you factor in, though, not just the spread of the disease, but when you factor in their ability to smile at each other, to laugh at each other, to sit in a classroom and to feel normal, to maybe even, in their advantage, to pick up other germs that are knocking around, okay? Does that not tip it in favour of the removal of this for this small group?
Well, if you get into that sort of level, then what happens? I agree with you. That's good. But what happens then, the guy, what happens because it's not mandated, the student who decides to wear it, because he's a wee bit nervous, he's now isolated. He will be, in a way, that has a negative. Mm-hmm. You're going to go into that granular level.
I would hope that, though, I would hope a 5 or 6 year old is not going into school feeling nervous about COVID. I mean, I think things should have been explained.
No, but if he has a medical condition and he has to wear a mask, he has potential because it's not mandated. It'll say, what's wrong with you? Why are you wearing a mask? Mm. And that can too. If you go down to that granular detail, I can go down to that.
I understand that, but I hope that there are people in classrooms that are different for all different reasons. And I would hope that our school system is as mature to the point whereby we know how to handle that in a school setting, regardless of how they might be a little bit different from others.
I agree. I will be delighted when winter is over. I'll be delighted when the figures are down. I'll be delighted to see children not having masks around their chin at lunchtime. I would be delighted. But just the numbers are stable, gradually going down. They went up a little bit with the relaxation. That's acceptable. I think that if you remove the masks, there will be another in increase again, you know, on top of the graph going down. I think for an extra, it's always a month, isn't it? But I think we always think as doctors, winter is over at the end of March. It is a sensible thing to think about. If NPHET decide otherwise, I won't lose sleep over it.